Trump announced on Twitter that the U.S. military will not accept or allow transgendered people. Reaction came swiftly and passionately and sometimes negatively from Trump's own party members. The Associated Press reports that Representatives Ken Yoder and Lynn Jenkins both released statements saying that anyone who wants to serve in the military should be allowed to do so. Representative Roger Marshall said that he supports Trump's ban because Trump made the decision after consulting his generals. Senator Pat Roberts said only that he wants to hear more from the military. The AP says that all of the Kansas congressional members voted earlier in favor of an amendment which would prohibit therapies and surgeries for transgendered troops. That amendment failed. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.